The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the University of West Florida Foundation.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview all kinds of interesting folks, and they're doing great work here in our community. And one of our staples, one of our just shining institutions here on this hill and here in Pensacola is UWF. I'm actually doing a little drum class out there today, and I'm very excited about that. Everybody I've met from UWF since I've been doing this show has been warm and friendly and professional and just super, super nice. And I'm really excited to have Claire Stewart on the line. She is on the phone. And if I punched all the right buttons, you should be there with me. Are you there, Claire?
I am here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me on the phone this morning. I know we had sort of a mix-up because of this weather and traffic and everything. So thanks for being flexible and giving us this interview over the phone. Let's talk about the graduate program at UWF, the graduate school. Lots of stuff going on there and lots that we need to tell everybody about. So I'll let you get started with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm Claire Stewart, and I'm the Executive Director of University Marketing and Advancement Strategy. And I was coming on the air today to talk about our graduate school, which is a very cool aspect of our institution. Since 1969, we've offered graduate programs. And most of the students that we're seeing that come to our graduate programs are people that are kind of wanting to extend their career and support their professional aspirations. A lot of times they're people that are already in their career and just looking to kind of look for a promotion or maybe just more experience or maybe even jump career fields and do something different. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of already established. Okay. So the graduate school at UWF is kind of the central location where anybody that's interested in graduate programs can come. And they can work. The graduate school can work with you through the application process and the admission process for all the graduate programs. And they oversee all of the like policies and catalogs and everything to make sure that everybody is confident going into that degree program.
Right, because that changes every once in a while. I'm sure, like you said, people get into their careers, maybe they've been in it for decades, and they sort mm-hmm. of get in that routine, and they've been doing what they've been doing, but then all of a sudden, maybe their employer comes to them, or maybe they just think to themselves, I like you said, I want to further my career. I want to better myself and add something to my repertoire, if you will. And then they go back, and they're like, well, wait a minute, I didn't have to do all of this paperwork when I first signed up. And does that change really, really often?
Yeah, and we also have to do a lot of kind of working with people to see what kind of if they have previous credits that might that might transfer. And so we have a lot of great staff over there that work with each individual student trying to determine what they need to go forward. And then also they're very good at talking about the programs that could benefit them in their certain career. Mm. I know we have a lot of programs in our Usha Kandu College of Health that are specifically actually for people that are looking to go into nursing that don't have a nursing background. So that's a really unique opportunity. Say you're maybe in another different medical field and you're wanting to move over and it's an opportunity to, you didn't have to have the undergraduate nursing, but you're able to kind of move forward and do this different kind of class. So I appreciate that UWF is creating programs that are really tailored to the individual needs of the market and right. that we're moving with what people need. But going back to what you mentioned about the, about extending the career, depending on the field of study, location, experience, earnings for people with master's degrees are approximately 20% more than those with bachelor degrees, depending on what field, obviously, you're in. Mm-hmm. But in some areas, that's huge, and if you can for sure get through and be able to manage both your work and your home and your school, it's a great opportunity for people to kind of get to the next step of their career.
Wow. The amount of people getting master's degree here lately, has it gone up? Has it gone down? Where do we see that?
It has gone up, and we are able to provide a lot of flexible programs. We have a lot of online master's programs. So we actually have We have 38 master's programs, 3 doctoral programs, a specialist degree, and 27 graduate certificates. And a lot of people get those graduate certificates kind of to master an area professionally that they want to kind of hone in on. And a lot of times that's something that they can, that maybe is employer provided, or that they want to kind of learn more about in a certain field that sometimes you don't always have the time to when you're working a full-time job. Right. But it's a nice opportunity to kind of not get a full degree, but get a certificate for a different item.
That's amazing.
But yeah, our top programs are our Master's of Business Administration, MBA, Computer Science, Cybersecurity, mm-hmm. Data Science, and Applied Behavior Analysis. So a lot of things that I do have an MBA, but computer science and cybersecurity and data science master's degree sound very, very hefty to me. So I know that that's helpful for a lot of people that are in those degree programs.
Wow. And that's relatively new, the whole cybersecurity piece. So I know a lot of people who have been in that industry for a long time are having to go back and brush up because this is the way it's going. So I'm glad that these options are available.
So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm talking
and
with...
we actually...
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to reset here. I'm talking with Claire Stewart. This is a call or text-in show. Since I'm on the phone, go ahead and send us a text if you have any questions or comments. 850-437-1620, News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you again, Claire Stewart, for being on the phone with us today. We're talking about the graduate school at UWF. Since 1969, they've been offering ways for people to better their careers and add things to their resume and, you know, like you said, master certain parts of the industry that might pop up after people have already gotten into, you know, their rhythm, in their groove there. So let's talk about who's eligible. We talked a little bit about, you know, people, you know, coming out of a sector of the industry. So who all is eligible? Is there age requirements? And you talked about credits as well from the past.
So anyone that has or is earning a bachelor's degree and is interested in obtaining, you know, a master's degree in that field or a different one, they actually don't, if they are, you know, currently working on their bachelor's degree, they actually don't have to wait to graduate to apply. They can apply in their senior year. So we have a lot of students that stay in school because they want to get that that graduate program degree. So we have a lot of seniors that are currently applying to the master's program. But we also have a lot of those people, like we mentioned, that are already in the career that they want to be in, and they want to get an advanced degree or change industry. And we're seeing a lot of that post-pandemic. I think that there's a lot of shifts in just like business and industry. And like you mentioned, cybersecurity is a huge one. It's just a constantly changing and constantly evolving field. And so getting, you know, brushing up on things that are going on and going back to school and learning from professionals is something that's very desirable to a lot of people. But in terms of funding, it's a little different than undergrad. Pell grants and most need-based scholarships are not available for graduate school. That's mostly something that we're only able to give undergraduates.
Right.
But we do have a lot of opportunities, like graduate grants or graduate assistantships, which could be teaching or research or administrative. I know in my office, in advancement and in marketing, we have a lot of GAs that are working through their master's program, but they're able to work and get extra money to go towards that degree. So that's a nice opportunity. And sometimes they're able to really be working in an office that is going to be similar to the career program that they're pursuing. And we always try to match, when possible, students in the field that they're trying to take a degree program in.
I see here that UWF Graduate School hosts events and supports student travel. Can you tell us a little bit about that for research?
Yeah. So we have... we have some very, very impressive students in both our undergrad and our master's program. And whenever possible, we are hoping to provide student travel and research opportunities. We have a lot of opportunities for students to kind of partner with local industries here and with other universities to extend their research. And so we have a lot of, if you want to check out our newsroom, news.udbf.edu. We have a lot of great stories about students who have been doing some really impressive research work. They're working with the Air Force. They're working with we have a lot of people that are interning at local hospitals here in Pensacola. We have a lot of students that are creating technologies that are new and exciting. And so this is going to the graduate school. Students are oftentimes able to match up with a professor who's able to kind of tell them where they should go with their research, see what they're interested in and guide them in a way and use their connections to kind of get their projects off the ground.
Oh, great. And that just inspires them to go even further and to, you know, dig deeper and do more research and you know, fill that out a little bit more. That's great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You already talked about funding a little bit and some of these events that you have, but let's talk about some of the resources available. So when somebody's a graduate student, especially if they're coming in just for this graduate program or to add a certificate, do they get the same access? Because I know UWF is big on sports, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They are treated exactly like undergraduate students. They get access to all the resources, including libraries and our writing center, our rec center, student health center, counseling, all the athletic events. They get student tickets, our career services, any workshops or engaging opportunities that we have. And they're really able to, especially a lot of these engagement opportunities with industry partners that we have, because Pensacola has been so great to UWF in working with us to ensure that our students are ready to graduate and ready to kind of enter the workforce. Mm-hmm. We are able to provide a lot of opportunities for that.
Yes, go Argos.
We
do have a text in here. If you have questions or comments, let us know. I'm talking with Claire Stewart from the Graduate School at UWF. You can go to uwf.edu. And what was that site you said for the news? It was news.uwf.edu?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you can get the latest news on all the shining stars of the program. A text here. Let me get back to that. What's up with you, computer? Are there any offerings for people who want to be a sports coach, sports performance coach, or a sports performance analyst?
Yes, we do have a sports administration MSA online, so that's all completely online. So that would be a master's of sports administration, and that's a great opportunity. We have a lot of people that will actually do their GA ship. So their graduate assistantship with UWF Athletics, which is such a great opportunity. And they're able to kind of work with the teams, see how our sports administration staff work at UWF, and really work alongside them. It's a great opportunity.
All right. Thank you for your text. So that was a master's in sports administration. Okay, great.
Yep, all online.
Mm-hmm. All online. All right, thank you. If you have any other texts or calls, let us know. Actually, send me a text since I'm on the phone. 850-437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. Sitting here talking with Claire Stewart about the graduate school at UWF. I'm actually doing a little intro to drumming, intro to groove, I guess you could say.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what is the 55 and up learning? What do we call it? Leisure studies?
Leisure learning.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they're great.
Yeah. It's my first time doing that. So I'm really excited to meet all those people over there, and it should be a lot of fun. That's just another way that UWF is just expanding everybody's options here in Pensacola and beyond. Thank you for the work that you do. How long have you been with UWF?
I've been with UWF since 2018. So I work with our marketing and advancement departments and with alumni and the foundation. So I get to work with a lot of great people that are out in the community and connecting UWF back with the community. Mm-hmm. So that's been very exciting to see all the support and all of the connections that are made for our students and behalf of the university and out in our community.
What major things have changed that stick out to you since the pandemic? Because you said you started in 2018, so that was right before it all fell out. So what has been the major change?
There has been such a shift, and I will say all the credit goes to our academic faculty in terms of the way that they are serving our students and the ways that they're making sure that they're taken care for and they're able to complete their schoolwork. I mean, when the pandemic happened, everything had to shift online. And, you know, we have a lot of people that had never worked Zoom before, that had never really done any type of video conferencing, and then they were having to move all their classes to do that. So that was a big shift. But also our faculty and our support staff did a really good job of checking in with all of our students during the pandemic. That was a hard time. To be going to school and to be learning and experience something. And it was hard when it was your freshman year and you're online and you're not able to go to campus. But they did a great job of checking in and making sure that everybody's taken care of. And I think a lot of those processes that we put in place have really moved forward past the pandemic. So we're still doing a lot of checking in with our students, but then we're also doing a lot more online options for students that want that. there are a lot of students that wanted to come back to campus immediately. And so we have programs that are both online and in person, and we can offer that. But we've done a really good job of kind of pivoting and making sure that we are meeting our students where they are in the places they need to be, and taking care of them that way.
We do have a follow-up text from the person asking about the sports admin focus there. They said, is there another one for just sports performance and coaching that's not admin, if it's like a maybe in the movement sciences department?
I believe there is a movement sciences. Let me check myself before I... Yes, we do have a movement sciences and health NS online. So that one is also online. And we have one in person, actually. That is our movement science and health on the Pensacola campus, or it can be movement sciences and health online.
Awesome. And go to uwf.edu for more information on that. One thing I've noticed is I worked in I worked with a company that provided tailored supports for people with mental health challenges and mental disabilities, and we had a behavior analyst and a behavior specialist on staff. And back before the pandemic, that was pretty rare, and I didn't really understand it as much, but it seems like now a lot of the people I'm meeting in my professional circles are either studying or have already received their master's, the applied behavior analysis. Is that because we're shifting kind of our focus on to mental health lately?
I think it's actually just in more of like us learning about the opportunities and the ways that it can support a lot of people and a lot of students. Mm-hmm. We actually just yesterday announced the launch of our Master of Science in Behavioral Analysis. So great timing. But we are just going to go to our Board of Governors or our Board of Trustees to approve on May 16th. But it's going to be a big opportunity for anybody that's wanting to extend that behavior analysis field. So if they get their bachelor's, they can now do the Master of Science. And it's going to be a 39-credit hour with option up to 45 hours that will be offered online and in our Department of Health Sciences Administration under the Usha Kanu MD College of Health. Mm. So that's going to be a big opportunity locally for anybody that's wanting to do that.
This, you've said it a couple times, and I don't want to try to butcher the name. What is the name of the medical school? Usha Kanu?
It is the Usha Kanu MD College of Health. We have a few colleges that are mouthful, but they are all due to generous donors who stewarded us into the next era. And Usha Kanu was a doctor locally here in Pensacola, and she's a great support and advocate for UWF. And so it is named after her.
Oh, well, cool. In the future, I think, especially our, healthcare system, all of that, it's so vital and important, and having good quality healthcare, and having, trained professionals that, have that heart. And I think that we churn those people out here every day. And this is sort of like a healthcare hub, I would think, educationally.
Yes. Yeah. And we've had a lot of great partnerships with all of the local hospitals. And so they've been able to kind of take our students in, make sure that they are ready and being trained while they're going to school and really learning in person about the things that they're seeing in class, and making sure that they're prepared once they get out in the workforce to kind of be hands-on with everything they're doing. And we also have a great partnership. I mentioned we have three doctoral programs, and one of the doctoral programs is our Intelligent Systems and Robotics PhD. And that is actually a partnership that we have with IHMC, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. And it is focused on intelligent systems and robotics. Yes. And it is actually the first of its kind in Florida and only among a few in the nation, I want to say five or six. But it's a very, very cool opportunity and something that we're seeing people come from all over for. We have people that have come from other countries as well as from California and a lot of other places. They're pretty far away to come to UWF to take this program specifically.
Right.
So it's an impressive community partnership that we've created with that one.
And I encourage everybody to check out the evening lecture series from IHMC.
Yes.
We had Dr. Benjamin Bickman on the show shortly after he came in and did his lecture on insulin resistance. And it was fascinating. I wish I could have had 2 hours to talk to him on the air. He was just fascinating. So, and it's something new every time. So check out the evening lecture series at IHMC. That's a great partnership. Yeah. I mean, if you come to Pensacola, it's not just about laying on the beach and having a good time and enjoying the surroundings. this is going to be a science, health, space, everything hub like this, you know, Pensacola is very special. And I think people are just now sort of realizing its potential, and they're looking at it and going, well, should I move there? And, you know, if they watch HGTV or watch any of these programs or watch these little short reels on the internet, people are starting to realize that Pensacola is like a paradise, and there's so much going on here. There's something for everybody, for the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a military town. We have such a great relationship with our military. You know, it's just, it's an amazing place. And UWF is amazing. I love everybody I've met from UWF, and I love that I have this opportunity to go and actually be a part of that program today and, you know, teach some people some drum stuff. It'll be fun.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Claire Stewart is on the line. She's with the graduate school at UWF. It's the News Radio Pensacola expert panel. For somebody out there that's listening that says, you know, I would love to be able to do something like this, but I don't have enough time and I don't have enough money. I can't do this right now. What do you say to them?
Yeah. So we have, usually our graduate programs are 2-year commitments on average, but you can really take it as you go. And if you want to take one class a semester, that's totally fine. I actually have 4 staff members in my office that are working full-time and doing their graduate degree programs right now, and they're able to balance it out. A lot of the classes are at night, so they're after work. But we also have so many online options, which is also easy to work around. But the programs cost less than the national average for a degree program, especially for in-state residents, which is it's about $378 per credit hour. And then many of our online programs offer a 90% out-of-state tuition waiver. So we, in terms of a graduate degree, if you're looking for it, I think that, you know, we have such great options right here in Pensacola. But also, if you've been connected with the school and you just can't come onto campus every week, totally understandable. Our online programs are fantastic, and they're able to, you're utilizing the same professors that are teaching classes on campus at UWF, but they're online and they're able to help you just as much.
Right. What's your favorite part of your everyday? I like to always ask my guests this, you know, I'm just like, what's your favorite part of your day? What do you get up out of bed in the morning and go, man, I can't wait to go do this?
It is, I will say, it is so much fun to have an office on a college campus. Like the UWF campus is so incredibly beautiful. And, we have hiking trails. We have 1600 acres of beautiful land. We have people that are, running cross country all the time. If I look outside my office window, I'll see students walking to campus, professors. I mean, it's just such a nice community aspect. And being able to see really the students that are being impacted by the work you're doing right outside your window, and they're enjoying their time. They're being able to, you know, leave home and start this new journey and kind of figure out who they are as adults in the workforce. That's such a cool opportunity to be on campus. And there are so many fun things that happen on campus. I love all of our sports. It's very fun to come to a UWF game day on campus, which is a new concept to us, really, because we haven't had football on campus for that long. Right. But that is so much fun. And UWF has grown so much in the past 5 years since I've been there, or 6 years, I guess. And it has been so cool to see the kind of community effort that the whole campus puts in. Because while we're still kind of a regional comprehensive, we all know each other and work very closely together in everything we're doing. And so it's a nice community effort for sure.
Yes, and looking online, I'm on uwf.edu right now, checking out the marching band, the Argo marching band, and all the pep bands.
Yeah.
That's starting to grow. That's a pretty good looking group
there.
So that's only going to get bigger.
We're actually recruiting right now some high school students to join the band. So we have some very nice scholarships for students that want to join the marching band, and they can be. We have students in every single academic college. So we have nursing students that are doing the band. It's not just music students who are doing it. It's really students that were in high school, love marching band, but wanted to pursue something different in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very fun group, and we have some great scholarships available for them if you know any high schoolers that are interested.
Right. Anybody listening, if your kid's in school and they love music and they're in the marching band, that might be a great opportunity to get a nice fat scholarship to UWF and pep it up for the Argos. Go Argos. Thank you so much, Claire Stewart from the UWF Graduate School. Go to uwf.edu for more information on this field of study. Thank you so much.